recognized as one of the top 10 media influencers of real estate. This is Fried on Business, and your host, Jim Fried.
That's me. All right, Wanda. Hey, and Wanda, we got a really special guest on. I met him a few months ago, and I've been waiting to get him on our show. It's Seth Davis. Seth is the executive director for Israel Aid. He's been deployed in North Carolina, in Florida, after the 2018 hurricanes. And he also has been to Paradise, California, and Puerto Rico to lend a hand. Welcome to the show, Seth Davis. Can't wait to hear more about what you do in the field to help people.
Thank you so much, Jim and Wanda. It's a real pleasure to be on with you today.
Oh, thank you, Seth. Thank you for being here. Now, Seth, what prompted Israel Aid to look outward from Israel, and what is it that you do?
Wow, so it really all started about 18 years ago. A bunch of goodwill people wanted to go help in the world after people were affected by disasters. And just volunteers came together and started flying, you know, every time there was a major disaster to lend a hand. And this kind of formed into a robust organization, the largest humanitarian aid organization out of Israel, that has been in over 51 countries since its inception and helped serve over 2 million people.
Wow, that's tremendous. Now, one of the things that really got my attention was the work that you guys have been doing in Puerto Rico. Puerto Rico has really been under the hammer. They've kind of been in and out of the news. What's going on over there, Seth?
Look, it's interesting to say in and out of the news, because usually after disasters, what we see really is the first month is like we call it cynically the aid festival. There's a lot of media attention, a lot of interest, a lot of volunteers show up from all over the world. And sadly, usually people kind of leave and go after the next disaster, the next big event that happens. And then the local people suffer a second wave of trauma because now they're suffering abandonment. No one's there to help them. And, you know, they were getting all this attention and help from all across the world. And look, Puerto Rico had the worst hurricane that ever hit the United States. You know, the U.S. is very strong at infrastructure. Most of the infrastructure is back, although there were places in the hills that didn't have electricity for 8 months. Can you imagine not being with electricity for 8 months?
No, especially if I needed some medical machines.
It's medical machines, but it's even worse than that. It's more basic. It's your water pump works on the grid, and when the electricity's down, you don't have clean water. So people were getting ill and didn't have a solution. And unfortunately, some people don't have money to buy bottled water. The first couple of months, the gas stations were empty. It was a really, really difficult situation. And then what we came to do is we brought experts from Israel, water engineers, to work with local university to come up with what we call an off-grid gravity-based water filtration system. The water comes down from the hills, doesn't need electricity.
Awesome.
And this way they'll have a sustainable solution for hundreds of years to come. But the only way you could do that is if you do it in a collaboration with, we don't come to say what one should do or how. We only do it together. And we saw the local people were hungry to find a solution and work hand in hand. And they set up a committee of their village members to learn and to understand what's needed to do to maintain this system. So that's kind of one side of the thing. The second side of the thing is the we call it physical
devastation. I was going to ask about
that. You see when the houses, see when the houses are devastated, electricity, or sadly when someone's injured. But what you don't see is the internal injury. Mental health today is a very, very big area. I've met a lot of people in Puerto Rico, they see a rainfall, they're scared. The whole body twitches into high levels of stress and trauma, and they think the hurricane is just about to hit again. Some people have actually left Puerto Rico. They can't live there anymore because of this. It starts from children to adults to elderly. And, you know, the system, infrastructure, doesn't have the know-how how to deal with this. So, unfortunately, Israel, with what it's been through since its, you know, founding, a lot of wars, terrorism, all this has developed in Israel a lot of different methods of handling trauma and trauma reduction, PTSD.
Yeah, PTSD.
And it includes anything from drama therapy or music therapy or many different forms of it. So it's really important for us to help what we've used on ourselves to help people in the world bounce back.
100%. You know, we got hit by Hurricane Irma also, and it knocked my building down. My building was a federal disaster area. We're still, we had to move out a couple months ago just so they could repair it. They're still rebuilding the building while we live in there. And I got to tell you is that it's a mental anguish. It's a trauma. It's a grind. And right after the hurricane, I will agree, when thunder and lightning come or when the wind blows really hard, it freaks us out. Freaks us out. And we're here in a fully mature, fully sustainable area here. And it happens to people everywhere. Baker County. Have you guys been up to the panhandle?
Yes, we have actually. I was there myself with teams during the summer, helping people get back into their homes. Look, the area itself has a lot of hardships and challenges day to day. So, of course, a disaster like that just deepens and acutes the whole, day-to-day coping with it. You know, the suicide rates go up. It's really sad. Like, it really has to be dealt with. I think that the federal government and state level recognize the gap. They know there's a gap, especially on the mental health level. And more of funding and search of solutions is going into this field. I could tell you we're part of what's called National VOAD. It's a national volunteer organization of all the disaster response organizations across the U.S.
That's great.
100 members, I want to say. So I learned that only 4-6% of funding goes to what's called preparedness and resilience. So there's not enough being done before it hits. So it's really hard to bounce back afterwards. So that's where the focus is going. But there's still funding open for Irma. They're still looking how to help the civilians feel more resilient and stronger. Be ready if the next one hits.
There's always going to need that. And I'm wondering, you're doing stuff that's afterwards. Do you have anything that's proactive? I mean, you talked about how you've got the gravity-based water filtration system that will be there for hundreds of years that's good to implement. Do you look for solutions that are, I don't know the best way to say it, organic like that? Do you look for these organic, sustainable solutions so that you can mitigate the risk going forward?
Look, I have to say each case is to its own. The whole idea when you provide disaster aid is to see what's needed. You really go and assess and see where the gaps. Each community has different gaps and has some local NGOs that have some real strength. And the people that have been through the devastation have inner strength that even comes out more. Because we say sometimes disasters are actually opportunities. It brings together the community and unites them to 100%. Do more together. So once we arrive, we know what we know how to do, which is more in the mental health area, in the medical field, in the water sanitation hygiene field. And we see where we can help with our knowledge and, make it stronger together. So there's different types of projects. It could be training the trainers or training spiritual leaders on trauma reduction of helping the people. It could be within the school settings or youth movements. It could be something more robust, like the example I gave in Puerto Rico. For instance, in Chico, after the devastating fires in Paradise, you can't even describe in words. When you go there, the whole city was practically burned down.
Can't imagine.
People lost their lives in their homes because they didn't really believe it was coming or were disabled and couldn't get out in time. Everyone knew somebody, and they never really had, they actually had a plan. Because about 10 years beforehand, there was some kind of incident, but it just happened.
They had like a warning system, but the warning system didn't work.
Yes. It just came too fast, so they couldn't respond fast enough. But they still didn't have a plan on how to deal with dealing after the trauma, and some people can't, don't have a plan. They don't know where to go. It could take years to build back the infrastructure. Not everyone is blessed with a welcoming family. Extended family that could welcome into the home. So we did a lot of mental health work there, actually with the Boys and Girls Club youth movement, and really helped the educators help the children. The educators themselves from Paradise, they all lost their homes.
Sure.
This is really important. And you asked about what can we do proactive. So actually, we launched a program in Los Angeles and now being launched in the Bay Area in San Francisco, mainly in California at this stage. Mm-hmm. And maybe in the future, we're looking at other places like Florida.
There you go.
A lot of people want to give back. People want to be involved, okay? They want to volunteer. The problem is, you got to volunteer where it helps. You can't just come and volunteer because then it becomes a nuisance and actually it's counterproductive.
Correct. Just an extra body there just standing and taking up space and resources.
Exactly. And you go to a car park of Walmart near Chico after the devastation, 90% of the clothes and food that was sent is on the wayside. It's not what's needed. People might ask me, wait, how can I help? They want to just send what they want to send. So sometimes you got to take a step back and see how can I help. Sometimes it's just writing a check because funding is needed. And sometimes it's a specific need. It could be some kind of mental health expert or some kind of doctor, or it could be a social worker. It depends, each case to its own. It could be anyone with some physique that needs to help build back homes. That's also okay. So first and foremost, you have to stay tuned to what's needed. We're doing these lectures where we're bringing people with field experience to take all these professionals that are really eager to go and give back. Because you know what's the real secret. When you give back, you feel more empowered. You feel better about yourself.
100%.
So it's a real blessing to go and give back, and you're really doing it for your own internal reasons. But it's also helping the beneficiaries, which is a great thing. So we help train them and brief them on different scenarios, what to expect, and take case studies. So if big fires hit L.A., or if, God forbid, something hits Florida tomorrow, maybe quite a few teams will come out from L.A. to help their brothers and sisters in Florida. So that's kind of the network of professionals we're building currently
Seth,
in the States to be even more prepared.
Seth, I'm going to take a break. Can you stay with me for another segment? Because I want to specifically talk about what you do for children and a little bit of the agriculture stuff that you do to help people feed themselves when they're having problems getting the fresh food up there. Can you stick with me? That's a couple things I want to talk about.
Of course.
Awesome. Wanda, let's go back. But I want to be back real fast with Seth. This is great stuff. This is very important. It directly affects the state of Florida, and we're coming right back. Seth, thank you for sticking with us. I love going to see Earth, Wind, and Fire. It was just tremendous. Tremendous. The audience was just spectacular. I was in high school. Mm. It was a sportatorium. It was great.
What to wear?
Jeans.
and your shoes?
Platforms? Probably clogs.
Cool.
Clogs, that's right, clogs. All right, everybody. Hey, when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage you can. That's what I did last weekend. I want to thank Santiago and Jack for being my sales folks and Larry for approving my awesome deal. That's right, if you need an awesome deal, you go there too. That's why you got to check out Warren Henry, Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. I got myself an Infiniti. Looked at the Jaguar, bought the Infiniti. They're all exceptional cars. They all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. Complimentary service loaner, dynamic wheel protection, key replacement, guaranteed purchase offer, best value guarantee, 72-hour exchange. What does it mean? Look on their website. It's all awesome. And now if you're looking for a career, go to warrenhenryauto.com. They're looking to hire you. So join me, my mom, and my beautiful wife, Vivian. We're all members of the Warren Henry family. You should be too. Always the best price, always the best service. Always Warren Henry.
I discovered salt and created FM radio.
Jim Free.
I understand you're pretty funny as a DJ.
And Wanda Miles.
Today's program is sponsored by Throwback Thursday. Like, dude, like the 80s were totally radical and bitchin' and tubular and stuff? No, seriously, dude. Far out and gnarly. Dude.
On 880, The Biz.
Move over, Sports Illustrated Swimsuit Edition. Now there's the 2020 Candidate Swimsuit Issue, featuring Bernie Sanders in a bikini.
I believe people are aroused.
Joe Biden showing off in a Dayglo green mankini like Borat.
I mean, it's almost mind-boggling.
Pete Buttigieg traipsing around in a one-piece.
This was not exactly what I had in mind either.
And Donald Trump wearing nothing but a MAGA hat.
And the poll just came out.
It's the 2020 Candidate Swimsuit Issue.
I'm not proud of it.
Now available in your local drugstore next to the nausea and upset stomach meds.
Oh my God, Wonder, where you come up with that stuff?
I have no idea.
Oh my gosh. Need real estate help? Give me a call at 305-773-6300. Money, real estate transactions, consulting. I can help. I'm selling some of the biggest real estate land deals here in town. I'm putting together some really interesting healthcare-related stuff. If you need some help, give me a call, 305-773-6300. Why? Because when you call me,
it's all about you.
You're listening to Freed on Business, voted one of the top 10 social media influencers for real estate. Now, here's your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we're back with Seth Davis. Seth is the executive director for Israel Aid. It's a philanthropic group that comes out and helps folks after disasters. They've been in Paradise, California, Puerto Rico, the Florida Panhandle and all, I'm sure the Carolinas. And we were going to talk a little bit about the special stuff they do for kids. Seth, welcome back.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Yeah, so we actually, we just sent teams literally last week to Colombia. You know, there's 1.2 million Venezuelan refugees already crossing the border every day. Thousands of people are crossing. There's 2.7 million Venezuelans. They say about 10% of residents of Venezuela have fled the country.
It's a strategy for the government to get rid of the dissenters and the people that are hungry and leave themselves with a broken community that's just dependent on them. But we don't do politics on this show.
People can't even get their medicine.
So no, yeah, nothing.
It's a devastating situation. So look, so we're there to help. We send teams. Some people also from the United States have gone to help with our teams. As part of the Israel team. And, you know, a lot of the work we're looking to do there is what we call child safe zones, friendly safe zones. It's areas where we use art therapy and drama therapy. Actually, in Nepal, what was groundbreaking is a methodology called theater therapy. People were able, through their bodies and movement, to express the levels of anxiety they had within themselves. And it even helped to reduce suicide rates in a country that was one of the highest in the world after and before the earthquake.
Yeah, the earthquake,
so,
right.
Israel actually, together with the Israeli army, Israel is an NGO, it's non-governmental.
I wanted to make sure we talked about that. So you're non-governmental.
Yep, and non-political.
Perfect.
We actually go to countries that don't have diplomatic ties with Israel, the state of Israel. Because we're about people to people. We're about bridging people. In fact, at 2015, when one of the biggest refugee crises of our times happened, when people were fleeing ISIS from Syria and Iran, a lot of them were arriving on the shores of Lesbos, Greece, and we had Israeli Jews and Arabs hand-in-hand being first on scene to welcome them as they arrived from those famous rafts. Many people saw that image.
Sure.
A lot of people were sadly losing their lives on this journey, and we were doing our best to help them save their lives as they arrived and help guide them to their next steps as they were trying to reach mainland Europe.
I want you to reemphasize something for just a second, because I think that you said something that comes natural to you, but many people may not get. You're not just Israeli Jews. You're Israeli Arabs, too.
Correct. We're everybody of every ethnicity that wants to be part of the Israel network. So it's Jews, and it's Arabs, and it's Christians, and it's Muslims, and of all faiths that come together to help bridge people. And, you know, also I said before, disasters are opportunities. So when you work together, there's dialogue, and you're more tolerant. And you learn about each other and you respect each other more.
Seth,
and that's another beautiful outcome of this world.
It's beautiful. Actually, it's, you know, I want to have you back because this is a very beautiful thing. We're running out of time and I want to make sure you get the chance to tell everybody how they can help you out with your donations for Israel Aid and helping people of all faiths and all stripes across the world as we come together, meeting each other as people.
Yeah, so we have a website. It's called IsraAid, IsraAid.org. And there's a small button called Donate. And anyone's able to donate. And we're 501c3, so you get a tax-deductible credit for that. And any sum makes a difference. You know, whatever you could do makes a big change. And whenever you see a disaster happen, we're usually one of the first on scene. And we usually want the last to leave in most cases, which is really important because you want to teach the tools to the community, make it sustainable so they know how to implement it themselves. But there's other ways to join us. If you're a doctor, a dentist, a social worker, or a nurse or a what we call WASH engineer, water engineer, you could sign up and join a professional network and maybe deploy with us. If you're a guy like me who's not so talented in that field, but you want to help, so, you know, you could sign up to what's called general volunteers, and we can help get people back into their homes. Unfortunately, with climate change and population density, the hurricane season hits every summer and is going to hit us again. It's already hit Ohio in the last week pretty hard. We've lost a few lives. It's very sad, and we have to be ready to go help people,
Seth,
do what they can. And we even...
Seth, I got to go too. But I didn't mean to interrupt you.
I'd love.
And I want you to come back.
We should do it together.
I want you to come together. We're going to come together. Me and you, Seth, we'll email each other. We're going to do things together. I want to help people. That's what I'm all about. That's why I put you on. And we're going to have you on. This was our hurricane season show. This is the tip-off to know that there's good people out there to help. Seth Davis from Isra Aid. He'll be back talking about emergency survival. I want to thank everybody that was on the show today. Especially, Wanda, I want to thank our friends at Warren Henry Automotive, the NFL Alumni Association, of course, Seth Davis from Isra Aid, Carlson International, NFL Alumni Association, Bergstrom Center for Real Estate Studies, Turkel Brands, but I want to thank you most of all, my listener. Without you, I wouldn't have a show. Please go to our Facebook page and like our show. Please tell your friends, join our community, give us feedback and comments. Tell us who you want to hear from. Tweet at me, at Jim Freed at Freed on Business, Facebook, LinkedIn, YouTube, and the website. They're all there for you. If you missed today's show, it's going to be up on our webpage, freedombusiness.com, real soon. This is Jim Freed for Freed on Business. Look for us next Thursday on 8:80 a.m. at 6. Why? Because I just love doing this, especially with you, Wanda. Remember,
the
person that wants to do something finds a way, the other finds an excuse. Now go out there and make it happen. Oh, yeah. Thank you to our first responders. Wanda, it's yours.